The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Now, the Finance Minister, Pascal Donoghue, is getting loads of pitches in advance of Budget 2020, which he will be unveiling in October. The latest today came from the Irish Pharmacy Union, looking after all of the various pharmacies in the country, which is looking for extra funding to allow pharmacies expand their services. To free up GP waiting lists, it suggests. Cathy Marr is the spokeswoman for the Irish Pharmacy Union. She's a community pharmacist. Tell us a little bit of what you're proposing and why, please, Cathy.
Good evening, Matt. You're absolutely right. GPs are hard-pressed. They're under immense pressure, and that's only set to increase as our population ages and we deal with things such as chronic disease. It's estimated 18% of a GP's workload, about one in five of GP appointments, are spent on minor ailments, for example. Other things that we can look at expanding a new medicine service, chronic disease management, there's lots that we can do. So what we're doing today is calling on Pascal Donoghue, our Minister for Health, the Department of Health, and all the decision makers to use the opportunity of Budget 2020 to ring-fence some money, invest in primary care, and expand pharmacy service, enhance our service, and enhance our offering to patients to help people understand and comply with their medicines and really achieve a win-win for patients, for doctors, for the health service and for pharmacy.
Okay, you may dress that up as kindness towards doctors, but effectively you're looking for an additional subsidy from the state to drum up extra business for pharmacists, aren't you?
It's definitely not a case, Matt, of pharmacists versus doctors. The ultimate beneficiary must always be the patient. That's what we are there to do, look after patients' care. If I, for example, have two patients in front of me in my pharmacy and one has a simple minor ailment, such as athlete's foot, and another patient has a more complex need, maybe uncontrolled hypertension, high blood pressure, or maybe a really nasty infection, I know which patient needs to be seen by their GP, and I know how promptly to refer them, and I know which patient can be dealt effectively, safely and promptly by me right there and then. The very ethos of Sláinte Care, very grandly launched by our government, is to deliver primary care, to deliver care at the lowest level of complexity for our patients. That means at the lowest level, so it's close to their home if it's a minor ailment, or if it's a chronic disease, patients don't always need to go to the GP. Really what I'm saying is because one in five of the GP workload is taken up by some minor ailments that don't need to be at their door, they are under pressure. We absolutely know GPs are stretched. This isn't anything new. This is international best
practice. Yeah, but hold on,
practice.
Are pharmacists stretched as well? Do you have the resources and the number of pharmacists available to provide increased services?
There are almost 1,900 pharmacy outlets in Ireland. We have the highest number of pharmacies per capita all across Europe. We have more than 2,200 pharmacists working within those practices. We're all open long hours. I'm open 9 to 7 myself, 6 days a week. Many are open longer hours, many are open weekends, Sundays. We are there. We have the most accessible healthcare professional. More than 78 million visits occurred to pharmacy in the past 12 months. More than 1.6 million people have been in a pharmacy in this country in the past week. So we are the first port of call. We have the resource to deal with people, but we need extra funding from the government that we can put set services in place. I was involved in the minor ailment scheme pilot a number of years ago, and the feedback from the pharmacies that were involved, from the GPs that were involved, and from the patients that were involved is this is something that needs to happen. This is nothing new, as I said. This is
okay.
International best practice.
Well, let's bring in Dr. Ray Whalley in this, who, of course, does our weekly medical consultation here at around 5:45 every Wednesday evening on The Last Word on Today FM. Ray Whalley, would you support this? Would you like to see perhaps the pharmacists of the country take some of the business that your members are struggling to deal with?
Good evening, Matt. I think, Cathy, you would agree that we need to base everything on evidence-based medicine. I am seeing that their press release states, first of all, a minor ailment scheme. This was looked at in 2015 by the Health Research Board, and they put together a very long report. And in that, it states they see no economic justification. They also state there that basically it is unclear what the benefits to general practice is. Now, obviously, I agree. The most important thing here is the patient. But the press release released by pharmacy says relieving GP waiting list by expanding pharmacy. Now, that being said, after the Health Research Board did a report, it still went to a pilot. The report on the pilot has not been published, but there was a report in the Medical Independent, and it stated GPs remarked they did not find any noticeable change in patient numbers from these conditions, nor did it impact on their workload. So equally, if we look at what's happening in the NHS, I've seen press release 23rd of July 2018, NHS to scrap minor ailment service in the UK. Another area, 15th of June 2018, pharmacy minor ailment scheme discontinued in the NHS. We're talking about what is used in other countries. In the Australia, it is not a publicly funded scheme. People have to pay for it. In the Canada, there are 10 states in Canada. It's only used in two. Obviously, the other eight are not convinced it's not working. And in New Zealand, it's part of an extensive self-care program where people pay for it. So in regard to the minor ailment scheme, as with the Irish Medical Organisation, the Irish College of General Practitioners, we'd voiced concerns in regard to the minor ailment scheme. There are other two issues in regard to this, a new medicinal service and a chronic disease management service. In January 1, 2019, there is going to be a state pharmacist engaging with general practitioners. A pharmacist with no conflict of interest, not a private contractor, a state pharmacist who's going to engage with GPs in regard to their medicinal service. Equally, I think it is already part of the pharmacist's job in regard to prescribing adherence, which is part of the press release. In regard to a chronic disease management service, in January 2019, there is going to be an extensive state-funded provision of chronic disease management service in general practice using existing I3 infrastructure in general practice, which is going to engage with the hospital, something which is very go-ahead. Which comes down to the last topic in regard to free access contraception for women. That has been part of an extensive review by the Minister for Harris, and both the Irish Medical Organisation and the Irish College of General Practitioners have indicated that really we've got to be very important to understand how complex a contraceptive consultation is going to be. When we deal with contraceptive consultation, we're advising on contraception. We're looking at the best provision of providing of contraception. There's a study indicating that 86% of women, if we're aware of long-acting reverse contraception, which are something whereby you're putting a bar into somebody's arm, something which is a minor procedure, which is provided 90% of GPs, which should only come in the form of general practice. But besides contraception, we're also providing advice on fertility, preconception, advice on menopause and sexually transmitted diseases. It is very important that if we are to reduce the number of unplanned pregnancies, that we have a appropriately resourced, with appropriately led in general practice
okay.
form of contraception.
Cathy Maher, your response to that, because I was seeing the Ray Wally saying you can't do the important
absolutely.
Things that doctors are qualified to do.
And I will work backwards with that. So absolutely, in June 2019, the World Health Organization recommended in its guideline on self-care interventions for health, recommendation 11 was that a recommendation that all oral contraceptive pills should be made available without prescription. We know that providing convenient, affordable access to birth control is a public health priority. That's right, Mr. Harris has said that. But what we want to do is providing women with a choice. We're not taking over. It's providing with a choice to make things easier and more convenient for that patient to get contraception safely, meaning more women will use it, which will result in reduced rates of unintended pregnancy. Every time I supply the emergency contraception, I go through the very points that Dr. Wally has picked up on, safe sex, STIs, long-term contraception, and we always refer to the GP when necessary. In terms of chronic disease management, this is part of what we do, but what we want to do with patients is to sit down with them on a periodic review and go, okay, let's talk about your medicines. We know that 50% of every person with a chronic disease, 50% of their medicines are left unused. I see the black bin bags that come back to my pharmacy on a weekly basis. In terms of the new medicine service, that was a pilot that was very successful in 2017-2018. And what that new medicine service is when a patient with particular chronic diseases are prescribed a new medicine, so for example, a patient with diabetes has been prescribed a new oral hypoglycemic medicine to help reduce their blood sugar, that patient will take the prescription and they'll come into a pharmacy and they'll have it filled. Then they'll go home. They may have decided before they've reached their home that they don't want to take this. What the new medicine service does, and it's been very, very successful in the UK in improving adherence or increasing referrals back to the GP, means that within 10 to 14 days, there is a follow-up consultation. It can even be on the phone with the pharmacist to say, how is that going? How is it? Did you even start the medicine? Okay. Is there anything else you need me to explain? So all of that is, again, bringing it back to, it's not a case of pharmacists versus doctors. It's trying to make efficiencies for patients, savings in the healthcare. Really, Budget 2020 is going to provide an opportunity
okay.
for change.
We're way over time. Very briefly, Dr. Ray Wally, if there's a shortage of GPs in the country, and we've heard that many times, and we've heard particularly in rural areas, a great shortage, and if we have more pharmacies in Ireland than seemingly anywhere else in the European Union, wouldn't it make sense to have more things done in the pharmacies to free up time and space for the doctors?
Well, we live in scarce times, scarce money. It's important we provide an effective resource into an important that we have a longer term view for, especially for effective contraception, such that the modern provision of contraception is not just a pill. It's long acting reversible contraception, which is an implant into your arm. That's what the next generation of patients want. That's what should be provided
okay.
for them if we want to stop a number of unplanned pregnancies.
I'll say we're way over time, so I'm going to have to finish it there. Thank you very much, both of you, for joining us. Dr. Ray Wally, who you can hear here in The Last Word on Today FM at around 6:15 for his weekly medical consultation every Wednesday, and also Cathy Marr of the Irish Pharmacy Union.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.